Like I said, I farm at Somerville, Tennessee, just east of Memphis, with my two brothers, Bob and John Walker. Farm around 4,500 acres and had about 2,500 was cotton this year. Off a little bit and maybe off a little more. We've been running red pickers since 2002. Had really good luck with them. At the end of 06 crop, we're just getting fed up with the way cotton harvest was going and the pains of getting it out, and had a big decision to make and whether to go to the 625 or not. Three things that probably were our biggest were labor, our machinery cost, and just a plain headache of putting up with everything that had to go along with it. We did have ran a 625 this last year, had a really good fall with the picker. Going into the fall, knew wasn't a whole lot of changes other than the packager part of the picker. So we were very comfortable with the base machine. Still had our two-sided picking, hadn't lost that. Power train, basically the same as where we had been. Had a little more horsepower, but still in good shape. Balance of the machines we'd had before was really good. Feel like this one is balanced just as well. Didn't really get into any mud, so I can't speak of what it's doing mud, but the way it handles and balance, I think it's going to really do fine. New door sensors we've got on this picker, definite improvement. Yield monitor worked great, no problems whatsoever. Really got a lot of good info from the yield monitor and very easy to work with. Back to what were a few things, labor. We cut three people off of our cotton harvest this time. We ran 1610 and then the 620 site, and we cut three people out this time. We had a pretty short crop. The other guy, the crew that was working with the other picker, they were tarping my modules. Feel like a little better crop. They may have been a little busier and may be down to just cutting two people out. But really like that saving. That hit home, I started the picker, was late getting through shelling corn. I didn't get to start. I started one Saturday afternoon picking and got going, had a really, no problems getting started. And we took off on Sunday. Well, I stayed around the house and ate breakfast, played with the kids a little while, and finally said, well, heck, I ain't got nothing to do. I think I'll go pick cotton. I didn't have to worry about calling and rounding up any help, hunting anybody up. I just went and picked cotton. Brother came around that afternoon, called me, wanted to know what I was doing. I told him I was picking cotton. I said, come talk a few modules for me. And I told him that afternoon, I said, this is where it's at right here. This is going to be the difference. So that the labor part is a big savings. Maintenance, very simple, no more than conventional picker. Cleaning heads and doing. There's nothing really different on the module builder part as far as maintenance. With onboard greasers and leaking lube, the grease majority of the other hand grease points, those systems work great. 100 hours is the first grease fitting you got to touch, so you can run all week without having to do anything but clean some heads pretty much. Not having to maintain the other equipment, not having the other tractors, the module builders, the bow buggies, not being sitting there with the pickers when the hose is blown on the module builder. And I know all of you had the picker sitting there still because hose is blown, and it's 8 o'clock at night and it's talking about rain, and now we can't get the cotton off the picker. What are we going to do? So that not having all that equipment and worry about whether it was being serviced after I got in the field running, big help. Handling the modules. I unloaded 95% of mine on the end. It took a half a day to learn how to gauge my speed when I'm unloading. I pull out on the end, drop the door, and I'm gone. That worked great. The monitor and stuff for that, helping you line up, worked really good. When I dropped most of my modules, would drop one, and then when I dropped the second one, with the camera on the back, I could back up to it and line it up, drop the second one off, and that way when the module truck got there to pick it up, he could pick both of them up and be gone. And with the camera on the back, you can stage them like that, no problem whatsoever. Covering the modules, like I said, the crew with the other picker handled it this time. If I wasn't in the field with them or somewhere else picking, brother would come by and tarp them or something after he was through defoliating for the day, or, you know, that just wasn't an issue whatsoever. Jen, when module trucks, you know, they're getting two of them with the cameras on the truck. You know, they load that first one, pick up just a little bit, back up, grab the second one. The Jen and the module truck, beforehand, some of the drivers were, this is going to be a royal pain. And, you know, this, that, the other. They came and loaded the first sets. That all went away. There's no problem whatsoever there. We did tag each module as a separate unit in the field. Then when it got to the gen, it went in the computer as two tags, but we had to split the way. We didn't bother unloading one and then reweigh it. We just used it all as one. And nothing changed as far as at the gen, went straight on the module feeders. You know, nothing has changed whatsoever. The smaller tarps are a lot easier to put on. The guys really like being able to handle them. A whole lot easier to, you know, Bob ride around and he put one on by himself, and you can't hardly do a big tarp by yourself. That was a lot easier. The other thing on the small tarps and the case, our generator, we're structured there at the gen. The bigger the module, the more rebate you're getting back. So everybody's taking 6x6 blocks and this, that, and other and throwing on the edge of the module builders, making the modules bigger. Well, they're getting them so tall they won't go in the trucks, and tearing up the tarps going in the trucks. So cost of the tarps of the gen are going up because they're tearing up a lot doing that. Well, with this picker, we can't build them that big. We don't. So we feel like our tarp use is going to go a lot longer. We average 6.5 bales in a module through the season. After seeing what, learning some things and doing, I think I won't have any problem being 7 or a little above 7 in the modules. I know when we finished up, I ran the module truck one night, and 4 or 5 loads that I pulled in, every one of them was 19 to 20,000 pounds. So, you know, no problem. I don't see a big deal there on the side. Cost of the covers. Covers were running $50 for the half tarps. You know, if I use it one time, that's $7 a bale, what it's going to cost me to cover it. If I turn that cover 10 times, I'm down to 71 cents. It's what that cover is going to cost me a bale. That's a lot of saving. That goes right back to where the gen's at now. And the gen will supply my covers at that rate. In closing, I'd like to thank Case and their harvest support team. They've been really good since day one. Since we started running the pickers, they've been there. Anytime we've called, there they were. A lot of times we didn't call, they just showed up. And same thing with my local dealer, Willie German Equipment. They've been super. You know, called them and they've been there. They were there this fall checking on us, but that was about it. Really didn't have any need to call them, but I do appreciate Case and their harvest support and our local dealer. And that's about what I have to say. Thank you, sir.
All right. Do we have any questions for Bill? Yes, sir. Let me repeat that question. He says, what about the turning radius as compared to the deer?
Most of the time I skip 6 rows all the time I'm picking. Most of the time I'm picking with another picker, and we go across the field picking skip 6. So, you know, I can turn back in, I'm sure. I don't know that I can turn back in without touching the brake a little bit, but it's very good. It handles at least as well as my 610, 620s were. In fact, they said something about they'd lengthen the frame out, and I said, really? Because you can't tell it.
Yes, sir. I'm going to repeat that so everybody else can hear. How many more acres can you get a day with the 625 as compared to the 610?
That would be a hard one for me to answer because a lot of times I wouldn't run near as hard as the other crew did. It's at least as efficient, and I would say I'd probably get another 10 to 15 acres a day out of it, you know, if I ran as hard as the other boys did. But this fall we had didn't have a whole lot of acres to cover, and a lot of times I didn't run near as hard as the other crew did.
Okay, I think we have time for one more question. Do I see anybody there? There we go.
And the wind? And wind had wasn't an issue at all. I don't. As far as packing the modules, it does. They really, you know, that wasn't a problem. Now, if you wind was blowing 25, 30 miles an hour, I don't think you want to leave it sitting out there all day long without tarping it. But, you know, most of the time we were there within 2 or 3 hours. And, you know, I know the other one, if you don't tarp it when you're pulling off the wind blowing regular module butter, you're going to drop some. And it's no worse than that.
Okay. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you.